Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, February the 19th, 1984. The Lord bless as we lift up the Lord Jesus Christ today in this service. We just pray that you'll have a good week this week, and may the Lord supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God bless you. First John has a lot to say about love. In fact, St. John has a lot to say about love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. Fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Verse 20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. Today we're going to be preaching on signs of love. You know, spring is right around the corner, and we can see love flowing from one young person to another I guess spring is the time that love shines forth. I know it was for when I was going to school. But the love we're going to talk about today is not only love between two people, husband and wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend, but it is between Christian and the Lord. And I trust you love the Lord today. I trust you love him with all your heart. We'll be having our prayer request just before we speak today. We'd like to look to the Lord right now in a word of prayer. Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee for this beautiful Lord's Day that You've given each one of us. Father, we thank Thee for our young people who have sung for us. We thank Thee for those who work with them. We also remember our church basketball team as they play this Tuesday and Thursday nights. We pray most of all, Lord, that these who sing and these who play would come to know the Lord if they don't know Him yet. We thank Thee for our church and thank Thee for our visitors, Lord, that we have today. We pray Your special blessing upon them. May they receive a blessing, Father, from being in this service, as well as each one of us. Father, we just pray that we lean upon Thee throughout this service and throughout this week, that the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ would truly be seen in our lives as we love Him and lift Him up in our daily walk, in our daily talk. We continue, Lord, to pray for this service, and may Your will be done in each one of our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep in stain within, seeking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, and saved. Love lifted me,
You're ready to go to be with the Lord, either through death or through the rapture of the church.
And both of those are unpredictable. We don't know when they're going to happen. And it certainly pays to know the Lord, as we talked about last Sunday morning. We'd like to give a few prayer requests before we look to the Lord in prayer before the message. Brother Jerry Fraley told me a while ago about Larry being in an accident this past week. He was dragged by a truck about a mile and still living. No broken bones. And it's just one of God's miracles. I know Brother Tom Watts was under a train one time. And that's before he was saved, right? So I tell you, God's ways are higher than our ways. That was one of our verses in Sunday school today. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts and our thoughts. We don't understand a lot of things. But I know this, God is certainly in control. So let's remember Larry Fraley this week in prayer. Also, I'd like to mention Brother Earl's dad, Ed Clemens. Possibly will have surgery this week. We don't know for sure. But let's hold him up in prayer and especially pray for his salvation. I know that God's certainly able to speak to him. And we love that man. And let's pray God's blessings upon him today and this week. Let's continue to pray for Jeanette Barker and also Mrs. Maud Barker, Brother Combs' wife over in the nursing home. Continue to pray for Sandy Watts' sister who had surgery this past week up in Pennsylvania. Mrs. Beck needs her prayers. And Anna Campbell, who is down in North Carolina, I called her this past week, and she phrased it like this. She said, "I would like to die at home." But she's down there with her daughter now, and she certainly knows the Lord. We've been having a Bible class with her for 5 or 6 years now, homebound Bible class. And Ms. Campbell knows the Lord. I have a letter that she wrote to one of her friends, and I'm keeping it. She had her testimony in that letter. Let's pray for Thelma Combs. Albert Combs' wife. She's may have surgery before too long. I'm not sure about that, but God certainly knows her needs at this time. Mitchell Fraley, Brother Jerry's dad, Bertram Maggard, who will be having surgery again before long, Brother Flincham's mom, Nancy Campbell, who is over in the hospital. I believe she's at Lexington now, though, in the hospital. And Diane's dad, Clayton Stidham. Continue to pray for Brother Laper Giles and Brother Harlan Watkins, Claude and Allie Deaton, Brother Lynn Peavely. Ms. Lane's three people that are listed here in the bulletin. Brother Murray Caldwell and Norman Smith and Charlotte Duff. I'm sure there are many of you that have prayer requests today. Let's look to the Lord again in the word of prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee today that we have a great God to lean upon. And we lift up, Lord, each of these requests. Father, You know each one, and we pray for those who have unspoken requests today. Father, we're grateful that we know the Lord today, and He is our Savior. One day we came to Him, and He washed our sins away. Their name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, we ask Your blessing upon this service, upon each one who hears, and we just thank Thee for all You're going to do already. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible says when we're born of God, we're born of love because God is love. Love is like light, and hate is like darkness. when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, when the light from heaven, as it shined in Paul's life that day on the road to Damascus, when God's light shines in and we put our faith and trust in the Lord, darkness has to flee. And God's wonderful Holy Spirit comes in, and with His Holy Spirit comes light. In fact, 1 John chapter 1, it tells us that we should not walk in light, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. God is love. And so today we want to look at some signs of love. Somebody said in a song, they will know that we are Christians by our love. By our love. And our love needs to show. We need to show our love for each other. I trust our church will be a church that they say out there in the community, my, how they love each other. How they love each other. 1 John and also the book of St. John, written by the Apostle John, has many things in these two books to say about love. John is called the beloved disciple. John, in writing Book of St. John, he said in John 13:23, talking about it himself, he says, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. How much do we love Jesus today? Oh, how I love Jesus, the songwriter says. The psalmist said in Psalm 116 and verse 1, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. The psalmist had every reason in the world to love the Lord, and you and I as His people today have every reason in the world to love the Lord also. The psalmist said, He brought me up out of a horrible pit. The Lord did that for us. The horrible pit of sin. He brought us up out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set our feet upon a rock and established our goings. He put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto our God. God brought us up. He set us up. He tuned us up. As we talked about a few Sundays ago, God is able to bless us today. We're going to look at two verses as our key verses for today. 1 John 3:16 and John 3:16. These two verses are similar. First of all, 1 John 3:16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And then you know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves you today. And He loves me today. God loves us. And He showed His love. In fact, I believe that a love that we do not let the world see, it's very doubtful if we have that love, the love of God in our hearts. There's a verse over in Romans 5, in verse 5, I believe it is, that says this, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who is given unto us. The love of God. I love that song that Gardner sings sometimes. The love of God. We'll never in this life really fathom the love of God. He loves us. I believe the first sign of love, of God's love, is, in fact, if we love someone, we will desire to be in their presence. If we love someone, we will desire to be in their presence. You know, you've heard the saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I tell you, that's not true. It's easy to let our love grow cold if we're not very careful. Last winter, I spoke on how to keep a fire going. We have a buck stove at home, and a fire has to have fuel to burn. And my friend, right here, God's precious Word, taken into our lives, helps our love to be what it should be. If we love God, we're going to desire to be in His presence. We shouldn't see how far away we can get and still be a Christian. Our love needs to be what it should be. There was a prophet of God one time told to go to Nineveh. You know who I'm talking about right now, Jonah. It says that Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now the reason I brought that verse in, it backs up the first part of our message. If we love someone, we are going to desire to be in their presence. I believe that with all my heart. Husband and wife. God made husband and wife to be together. I believe that. This is why Melanie is in Hawaii today. And we're glad to have Brother Kermit's daughter and son-in-law with us today. I forgot to mention them a while ago. God made husband and wife to be together. We will desire to be in each other's presence. I tell you, we need to desire today to be in God's presence. And that's why you're here this morning. Because God's wonderful Word says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I'm glad you're here today. We need to desire to be in God's presence. If we do not desire to be in the presence of the Lord as a Christian, there must be sin in our lives. If we do not have an appetite for God's Word, we are sick as a Christian. Do we love the Lord? 1 John says, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. I believe we're going to show our love some way, somehow. I told Brother Earl's dad a day or two ago, if I could, I'd take your place. We need to show our love. God wants us to show our love. We have never seen the Lord. 1 Peter 1:8 says, whom having not seen, ye love. I've never seen the Lord face to face, but friends, someday I'm going to see Him. Job said, I'm going to see Him for myself and not another. We've not seen Him, but we love Him. In whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. If we love someone, we're going to desire to be in their presence. The psalmist said, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I've given this statement so many times here, I guess you know it by heart. With whom we like to be. we become to be lack. With whom we lack to be, we become to be lack. If we lack to be with the Lord, we're going to be more like Him. Two men were out fishing one Sunday morning about 11 o'clock, and one looked over at the other one and said, do you know where we should be right now? Supporting our pastor, that's where we should be. And the other one said, if I were home, I couldn't go to church. My wife is sick. Some excuse is as good as another, isn't it? How much do we love the Lord? That's what I'm getting at right now. Friends, if we love someone, we are going to want to be in their presence. And absent does not make the heart grow fonder. Second, if we love someone, I believe that we will have a desire to please them. How long, fellas, has it been since you helped your wife wash the dishes? Now, quit preaching and gone to meddling, right? If we love someone, we're going to seek to please them. I believe the husband should help his wife wash the dishes at least once a week, if not more. Is that right? We're going to want to please them. I believe that. We're going to want to please the Lord if we love Him like we should. There was a lawyer who went to Jesus one time and said, what is the great commandment? And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hangs all the law and the prophets. Do we love the Lord that much? Do we love the Lord today with our total being? Is He our Lord? Or just a fire escape? The Lord wants to be more than a fire escape from hell. He wants to be a daily companion. And we're going to seek to please Him if we really love Him. Samuel said to Saul in the Old Testament, when Saul did not obey, Samuel said to him, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. The songwriter said, trust and obey, there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Jesus said in John 14:15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. We're going to seek to please the Lord. When sin does come into our lives and trips us up, it should cause us to right then go to the Lord and ask forgiveness. It should hurt us to displease the Lord as it hurts Him. 1 John 5:3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. That means it is not a burden to serve the Lord. It's not a burden to serve the Lord. It shouldn't be. 2 Timothy 2:4, Paul said to Timothy, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Who are we seeking to please? The Lord. I read an article a day or two ago in the Lexington Herald about Roger Hardin. He may not get to start today. But you know what? Back in September, I believe it was, Roger came to the Lord. And he said, I pray for Dickie Beale. And that is love. That's love. To pray for someone who is going to take your place on the starting pad, that's love. Love in our hearts. We need to seek to please the Lord. To please the Lord. And who are we pleasing? It says in 2 Corinthians 5:15, "And that he died for all, that they which live," and we're living. I'm living today here in this world. I'm living physically and spiritually. So are you, right? Are you out there? I trust you are. It says that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. That is who we need to please. I tell you, friends, if you and I please the Lord, our wives are going to be happy. Our family is going to be happy. Everybody's going to be happy if we please the Lord. And if we love Him, we're going to seek to please Him. I believe that. It says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because." You want to know how to have your prayers answered? This verse right here says, "And whatever we ask, we receive of Him because," and here's the catch, "because we keep His commandments and His and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." A sinning Christian has no reason in the world to have his prayers answered. We need to seek to please the Lord. "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." The last thing we'd like to look at today, if we love someone, and we certainly should love the Lord and love each other, we will desire communication with them. You know, I thank God for the telephone. When Myrna got off work down here at the hospital and got home, that's the first thing I did was get on the telephone. That's where we got married. I wanted to communicate with her. And friends, if you and I love someone, we are going to desire communication with them. This book right here is God talking to us. And prayer is us talking to God. You know, prayer is not a one-way street. And love is not a one-way street. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians, "Pray without ceasing." James said, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And the disciples said in Luke 11:1, "Lord, teach us to pray." They didn't say, "Lord, teach us to preach." Nowhere in the lids of God's Word did they ask Jesus to teach them how to preach. But they did say, "Teach us how to pray." As John also taught his disciples. So we need to pray. Psalm 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart." This is why the youth Bible drill is going to be held March 4th. At 6 o'clock here in our church. For the church drill on March 11th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is the associational drill also here in our church. The psalmist said, "Thy word have I hidden in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." I read in the front of someone's Bible one time, "This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book." This is God talking to us. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Verse 97 of Psalm 119 says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day." If we love someone, we're going to want to have communication with them. There was a former cannibal on the mission field. He sat reading his Bible one day, and someone came up and criticized him for reading his Bible. And he said this to the one who criticized him: "If the missionaries had not come to teach us the word, you would have been in my pot by now." A former cannibal said that. My friend, the Lord, when He comes in, He changes us inside and out. We have the same eyes, hands, feet, ears, brain, but He works on us every day as we communicate with Him and desire His presence and love Him. The songwriter said, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart." Has Jesus come into your heart? Do you love Him? The psalmist said again, "I love Him. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplication. He brought me up." Has Jesus brought you up out of that horrible pit of sin? Do you know Him as your personal Savior and Lord? Let's look to the Lord in closing prayer before we have our invitation. Father, in the quietness of this moment, we just lift up each one, Lord, in this service. Father, we pray today that we would love Thee more and seek to please Thee as we live tomorrow and this week and the rest of this day. Father, we want to say that we love Thee today. And there are many, Lord, in this audience that love Thee. We know this. They've trusted Thee as their Savior, and they're on the Lord's side. Father, help us to love Thee more and be more faithful to Thee in the days ahead. Father, we pray for this invitation this morning. We thank Thee for Your word that's been given out. And we pray that people would respond to the preaching of Your word and these wonderful songs that have been sung. Help men and women, boys and girls, to come to know Thee today and have their sin question settled forever in their individual lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Today we'd like to stand and sing our song of invitation, which is a very familiar song, "Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me." Jesus shed His blood in your behalf on the cross. And why not come to know Him as we stand to sing 217. I'd save everybody in this room that's lost. But I couldn't even save myself. Jesus did the work. as I yielded myself to Him. And He's able, the Bible says, to save to the uttermost. In fact, someone phrased it like this: the Lord is able to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. You have never gone down the road of sin too far unless you've sinned against the Holy Ghost, the unpardonable sin. We have a track back there in the track rack on the unpardonable sin. Christians cannot commit that sin. Sinners can, those who've never trusted the Lord. If the Holy Spirit is knocking at your heart's door, you should rejoice today, because you've not committed that unpardonable sin. He's still dealing in your life. And the Holy Spirit is here today to convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.